day, Nancy Thompson here from the Horticultural Society in Bracebridge. Well, what do we have here in Muskoka that are super grazers and can leap the tall buildings, or at least the tallest fences around, eat steves and stems and leaves and buds of many plants, including all our fruits and vegetables? Well, of course, they're deer. We had a 7-foot deer fence, and it worked well until a bear went through it. And then, of course, the deer found all the yummies in there, and that was the end of it. However, pilfering is a problem every season, especially in spring, when the deer are particularly hungry for the new shoots that come up. And at that time, does are either pregnant or, as they are now, nursing fawns, and the bucks are growing their antlers about 1/2 inch each day, and they're trying to regain their weight loss from the winter. So for those winter-weary deer, your borders and bed of spring are like a salad bar and temptingly full of fresh green produce. Now, deer are most comfortable feeding during the low-light hours like dawn and dusk, and on the fringes of woods, and in gardens that border dense trees. They're very highly selective eaters, and they focus on whatever plant or plants are currently the most nutritious. Interesting that they can tell which is which. Now, especially in the spring, deer view gardeners as a way to replace nutrients that are lost over the winter of eating twigs and such. They show distinct preference for certain types of flowers, so be extra wary of damage to some plants in particular, and they like the ones that are soft to touch and have a high water content. Things like hostas, of course, are their favorites. And some are buds of roses and rhododendrons. Deer don't seem to like that coarse, bristly, fuzzy, or spiny texture, nor do they enjoy the intense aromas. Okay, talked about that. Now, how to get rid of deer? Now, here are some methods to try to keep them out of your garden. The best one, I think, is to spray the flowers and shrubs with deer repellent that contains a mixture of dried cow blood, sulfured eggs, and garlic. These repellents are available at most home and garden stores. They won't harm your plants, but they certainly do smell badly, but they are usually effective. Or try making your own, combining one raw egg, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 tablespoon of dish detergent, now usually that Blue Dawn is what most people are doing, and 1 gallon of water. Shake it up well and lightly spray the mixture over the plants, like your daylilies and all that. Respray after every rain if you can. Or another recipe would be to mix 2 tablespoons of Tabasco sauce to 1 gallon of water and spray the foliage and fruit. If it rains, reapply. Now these things do tend to help, and I found them fairly successful. Now other ideas would be scare tactics, and they're saying putting metal posts out around your garden and tie one of those tin pie plates to the top of each pole with twine so that when the wind bangs it, it makes a noise and the deer don't like it. But deer are very clever, and they get used to these things fairly quickly. You could put a transistor radio out in your garden and keep it on all night. I'm sure the neighbors would love that one. They tell you to make sure you switch the stations when you think of it, and maybe the deer will keep away. Or set up an inexpensive motion detector in your garden, so when the deer triggers it with the noise or the lights coming on, maybe that would scare them back. Drape fabric netting over plants and most deer will stay clear. And that's true. They don't like to get into anything that might entangle them. We've tried fish line around some of our gardens, putting 3 or 4 layers of fish line and then letting some pieces hang down. And that seems to deter them to a certain extent too. Now, they've also said lots of things about scattering dog or human hair around your garden. Or hang human hair in a paddy hose or mesh bag in your trees. Wouldn't that look delightful? Although you can pick up the hair, if you like, from a dog groomer or from a barber shop. To keep deer away from apple trees, hang nylon stockings filled with the human hair from limbs, or the clumps of hair suspended 4 feet from the ground. The hair and hose should be changed often. Now, 4 feet from the ground might slow down the adult deer, but the fawns do tend to do a lot of damage too. Another old wives' tale is to scatter or hang bars of deodorant or cheap motel soap around the gardens. If you leave the wrappers on, the soap will last longer. Now that's what they say. I've always tried shaving it in pieces and sticking it in bags, and Irish Spring seems to be the strongest smelling that they had. Certainly the rotten eggs in water, 1 dozen or so per 5 gallons, and spray around the perimeter of your garden. Our spread used kitty litter around the edge of the garden. Or soak old socks in Lysol and spread them around the perimeter. Or hang them from a tree or a stake in the garden. One reader said even that old shoes can be acted as a deterrent, and you stick the shoes on top of tomato sticks and watch the deer walk way away from them. Now, only if your shoes really smell badly would this be worthwhile. You can drape your unwashed laundry on a low fence and make a very pungent scarecrow of your unlaundered clothes. All of these things I really don't think your neighbors would be too happy with. And now, another thing was to use the coyote urine or predator urine. It's sold commercially, so you don't have to chase the coyotes around to collect it yourself. But again, I'm not quite sure. I'll clean up your yard. Don't leave acorns, rotted fruit, or leaves on your lawn. They're an open invitation to hungry deer. And for your garden, choose such flowers and shrubs that are unpalatable to the deer, such as forsythia, lilac, marigolds are really great, zinnias, daffodils, lavender, snapdragons. And contact your local garden center to see if there's any other things for your particular area. Anyway, best thing you can do is either put a big fence up or just learn to live with the deer. Happy gardening. It's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticulture Society wishing you well.